Box A, Parts of a Function Definition. To define a function, you must specify its return type, its name, its parameter list, and a body. Note that if a function doesn't return a value, then you specify void as the return type. Box B. The figure in box B identifies the various parts of a function definition. The return type precedes the function name. Note that the parameter list in parentheses is empty in this case, since the function takes no parameters as input. The function body contains the code that will be executed when the function is invoked. Observe that it must be enclosed inside an open and closed curly brace pair. The return keyword specifies the value the function evaluates to. You can only return one value from a function. In later chapters, we will show you how you can get around this restriction. Note that it is a legal syntax to define a function inside another function. This includes main, because main is a function. Box C. So here we look at a function called cube that takes a single parameter. The function returns the cube of a floating point number x, which is passed in as a parameter. The cube function is similar to the area function, except that it takes a parameter. A parameter is not a value in and of itself, but rather a value placeholder. That is, the function caller will pass in or input a value into this placeholder variable for the function to use. The actual value passed into a particular function call is called an argument. For example, in the main program, we write cube input 0. Here, input 0 is the argument. It stores a specific value, which we input into the cube function. That is, the value stored in input 0 is copied into the cube parameter x. The word copied is important, as input 0 and x are not the same variables, but will contain copies of the same value when the function is called. This copying of argument value to parameter is called passing by value. Once the argument is copied to the parameter, the code inside the body of cube is executed, where x contains the value that was passed into the function. The figure in box C shows how you can think of function code relative to the calling program code. That is, you could think of a function as a separate machine where you feed data into it, it does something with those parameters, and it outputs a result.